initially, I think they were following what was going on at Bell Labs and other places, and they found out that they could also make a junction transistor and initial driving force for the 2 and 43, 44, and 45 series was a government contract. And, of course, other people were interested in getting their hands on the units as well. Very early in the game, having gone through the G11, G11A, which was a monster to produce, and the yield wasn't that great, and getting them to the customer intact was a problem. But the Top Hat Derby package was what we ended up on for the 43, 44, and 45. See, in order to meet mill specs, you had a lot more rigid requirements than just a commercial. Basically, we knew that we had to have hermetic seal. Even if you dab some silicone grease, like so many of the manufacturers did, that was inadequate to keep out the contamination and moisture. It turned out that you had to have exactly the right amount of moisture, because if you pull too hard of a vacuum, the gain went down. You basically had the header at the bottom plate, which had to be made out of a metal that had the same coefficient of expansion as glass, so that you could get a hermetic seal with glass and not break the glass. Because if you had different coefficient of expansion, then you had a problem. The leads had to be Kovar as well, for the same reason. And so you had the bottom plate that had your three leads coming out, hermetic seals, and then you had the cap that came over, which was welded all around the rim, and then you had the exhaust tube at the top was actually connected to a vacuum, pull a vacuum, and then you pinch the tube and weld it shut and cut it off.